U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, like other Republicans in Congress, is on a two-day retreat in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Speakers include former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Jay Leno. Meanwhile, at his Washington office, APRN's Liz Ruskin interviewed Sullivan's chief of staff, Joe Balash, to get a status report.
To get to Sullivan's office, you go past the polished marble of the Senate office buildings and down to the basement, to a tunnel that connects two buildings. In the tunnel, across from a supply room next to a freight elevator, you'll find a doorway that leads to Sullivan's office suite. Four windowless rooms, some with cinder block walls.
I'm here to see Joe Balash.
Sure. Balash, who officially became chief of staff barely more than a week ago, says he's not bothered.
They're fine. They're right on Capitol Hill. They're indoors. They're not the portable buildings that some have been saddled with in the past.
The bunker-like rooms are just temporary, but it may be a while before they get out of that basement. In the Senate, a newbie can't just take the office vacated by his predecessor. A more senior senator might want it. That swap would leave a different office empty, and again, seniority determines who can call dibs. Sullivan is dead last in seniority, so he has to wait out a lot of office swaps. Balash says their moving day is months away.
Well, they've told us to expect to be here till June, but based on how long it took them to get computers, I would say it's probably more like August.
Ultimately, he expects to have 30 staffers in Washington, but it'll have to wait until after the move.
We just don't have enough desks here to fully round out the staff. So for now, we're going to be asking people to do more than one job, and that's okay.
The seven current staffers in the D.C. office do all have computers now. They have phones, and business cards are on the way. The official website is still a work in progress. Balash says they're waiting for software to handle data from constituent messages.
So that we can track and make sure we understand and are monitoring what it is people care about, what topics are hitting on particular news cycles, that sort of thing.
They've hired a legislative director, a top spot on a Senate staff. He is Peter Henry, who previously worked for Missouri senators. Balash says Henry has never been to Alaska.
We needed and recognized the need for a person to come into our leg director spot who is from the Senate, of the Senate, a creature of the Senate. And Peter's been working in the Senate for 10 years.
Balash, like the new senator, is a former state commissioner of natural resources. He has no congressional experience, so he says Henry is just what they needed. The other big hire is Amanda Coyne, co-founder of the Alaska Dispatch website and, until a few days ago, a popular blogger on Alaska politics. Coyne will be Sullivan's speechwriter and a senior advisor. Balash says Coyne can present a different perspective to the staff.
And in particular, what we were seeking was somebody who would prevent us from suffering from an echo chamber.
As he sees it, Coyne rode Sullivan hard in her blog on issues such as the Affordable Care Act, which she favors. Back in October, Coyne wrote that Sullivan displayed a fundamental lack of understanding of healthcare and didn't seem to care. Although at other times she had a lot of praise for the candidate too. Balash says she brings a lot to the position.
The big thing is Amanda is just a phenomenal writer, and bringing the communication skill set to bear on his job of communicating with Alaskans, with the public, is something that will help him do a better job.
He says Coyne will start in February. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.